Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So I've taken a visit to see Chris at Newton Solicitors. Hello, Chris.
Hi there.
Now, we're talking today wind energy, which is a big subject in the world of renewables and is probably going to be a large part of our future as a human race. And we're discussing the different business models that have sort of emerged from the different stages of the process of generating wind energy. What are these different business models?
Well, renewable energy is a fascinating area. It is undoubtedly attracting what we can describe as pioneering entrepreneurs. And it is, again, fascinating the number of different business models that are emerging at every stage of the process. So, first of all, let's look at the businesses who actually erect the turbines and produce the electricity. This is a long-term investment for them, but one which should be very profitable. The big turbines that we'll see when we drive up and down the motorways, they can generate on average £900 a day, and do the maths. It sounds fantastic, however, these turbines cost about £1 million to erect each, but they should have a 20-year life of generating electricity. And they rely upon the feed-in tariff, what was. And the feed-in tariff is where they receive a payment for every kilowatt of energy that is produced from the turbine. It seems a relatively small sum, but as I say, by scaling it up, these large turbines can see profits of £900 per day. Planning conditions that we usually see on these large turbines are for 25 years, and the business models expect these turbines to run for 20 years. If the turbine is costing £1 million to erect over a 20-year period, they should hopefully, with the feed-in tariff locked in at the time that they energise and start generating electricity, they should, over the 20-year term, see profits of anywhere between £6 and £8 million. The big question, though, is whether the equipment, the turbines, are they going to last for 20 years? The question that I always raise is, think of technology which is currently 20 years old and how reliable do we consider it?
The electricity companies are also benefiting from this because they're getting quite a nice income out of that. But they also charge quite a lot for connecting the turbines to the grid. Is this generally an issue?
The electricity companies are selling the electricity that's generated, so they do very nicely out of that. There is a grid connection agreement, and they will charge handsomely to connect the turbines to the grid so that they can feed electricity into the grid. And I've known these be hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Now, of course, all of this wouldn't be possible without people making the turbines. Somebody somewhere has got to have a big factory creating these turbines. How are they going to do? You know, how are they likely to scale in the process?
Well, I can't help thinking that they do the best of all. Obviously, when the fit rate was higher, they were able to command a higher price for the equipment that they manufactured. But as far as the manufacturers of the turbines are concerned, they've made the product, they've made their money, they're out of it. I can't help thinking that they're doing best of all. And the thing to remember, and the quote that I always like, is who made the most money in the gold rush? It was the people who were selling the shovels.
Yeah, you can't dig for gold without a shovel.
Absolutely.
There are a couple of problems, a couple of debates there that happen with renewable energy, such as wind turbines. Some people love them, some people hate them. We talked about it being like Marmite. What's your opinion? Do you love them?
I think they're great. I think they're majestic, and I think they're the future. I totally accept, however, that as passionately as I love them, people will equally hate them. And as you say, they're Marmite.
I have never been stood very close to a wind turbine, but I know that a lot of people say that they're quite loud, they're quite noisy.
Well, one of the biggest problems that we see with turbines is where there are houses and people living within the proximity and people complaining about the noise that is created. Now, remember that these turbines have been granted planning permission, and that planning permission will usually have a condition as to the level of noise, but that doesn't stop people raising valid complaints that they aren't happy. The big question which then arises is whether the noise, the level of noise, is reasonable. There are European standards on this issue. I know that's a touchy subject, but a lot will depend on the nature of the environment. How industrial is the area? Planning permission has, of course, been given, so it is expected that there will be a level of noise. Do the complainants receive any financial benefit? For example, do they receive free electricity? Because this will increase the level of what is considered to be reasonable noise.
Yeah, of course, if you're getting all your bills paid for, you might deal with a little hum, might you?
You can live with it, yes.
If there are people who would like to find out more about this variety of business models and the world of wind turbines, can they come and talk to somebody at Newton Solicitors?
Absolutely. We've worked in every area of the business models that we've described around the wind turbines. You may say we're like the guys selling the shovels in the gold rush, but come and talk to us, pick up the phone, we'll be happy to talk to you.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.